This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Sridhar Sundaram is the dean of the Kate Tiedemann College of Business at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. He says he and other university officials were recently touring the school's brand new home, the Lynn Pippinger Hall, when he approached two awestruck students.
They said, "We're freshmen walking around. We love the space. We love the building. I think we're thinking of changing the majors." We said, "Well, we'd love for you to change the major, but you're still, even if you're a biology major, you can still come and enjoy the experience here."
The hall opened for classes at the beginning of the semester, but a recent ribbon-cutting ceremony formally welcomed the community to the four-story, 68,000-square-foot facility. It's named for longtime St. Pete resident, former Raymond James executive Lynn Pippinger, who donated $5 million to her alma mater. Regional Chancellor Sophia Wisneska says before the building opened, business students, faculty, and staff were scattered across campus at seven different locations.
Dream come true. Couldn't be happier or prouder of this opening. This will improve how students learn, how faculty teach, and how the community engages with us. The possibilities are endless.
On the first three floors, Pippinger Hall has more than 20 classrooms and open meeting spaces and a 200-seat auditorium. Standing on a second-floor landing, Dean Sundaram pointed out how many of the breakout spaces overlook the three-story atrium that welcomes students to the hall.
They get the in-class experience, but when they come outside, they have an opportunity to sit down and work on the things. And if you look at the collaborative spaces, and you'll see a lot of that, the idea is bringing up team projects, team experiences. There's facilities for them to be able to do that.
On the fourth floor are faculty offices and a number of meeting rooms that Sundaram hopes local companies will use.
My goal is to have companies come here, host events on careers and about various areas, so our students are able to meet them and find out about where they wanted, what kind of a career path they want to pursue.
Marketing students will learn how focus groups work in a consumer insight lab, and what would a business school be without a stock ticker? A multicolored digital display graces the atrium, directly underneath the second-floor windowed computer lab where finance students will learn stock trading.
We're in a region that we have Raymond James, Franklin Templeton, and other large financial services firms. So we want to make sure we have a strong finance program that would help us build these talent that will serve the community.
There are also 31 various tables of different shapes and sizes scattered throughout the building, crafted out of oak trees that once stood where the hall now stands. The one thing visitors notice just about wherever they go in the building is how much natural light permeates almost every room. USF St. Pete's construction project manager James Grant says that was done deliberately.
We found that the students and faculty functioned and were much more efficient in light, open, airy spaces, and that's what the architects tried to achieve here. A lot of glass, keep a lot of light coming in. It makes the spaces inside relate to the exterior.
That exterior is unusual in that the windows are covered in circular designs from the ground floor to the roof.
The circular patterning actually came from coral stone and other limestone that was used back in Aztec days.
And the high-tech touches are important as well. In addition to 75 computers in two labs, comfortable chairs and benches scattered throughout the student areas are wired with USB charging ports. David Berdozzi is with USF St. Pete's Instructional Technology Services.
We spent about the last 3 weeks just nonstop, 12 hours a day, hooking up computers, running network cables, running AV cables, testing all the systems so that everything was operational for the first day of classes.
But Berdozzi adds, it's paid off.
Well, I've been here for 23 years, and this is the most state-of-the-art building we have on our campus. It's also one of the most unique design buildings. When you walk around campus, there isn't another building that looks like this.
Lynn Pippinger Hall cost $30 million to build, $27 million in state money, and the rest coming from school funds. You can see photos of the new building, as well as a University Beat on WUSF-TV reports on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.